Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to God's Talk Radio. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Thrilling, chilling, spilling episodes. We have a loaded show, and I got a new producer over here. His name's Floyd. Floyd Succotash. Floyd, say hi to the people. Floyd won't talk too much because he's real shy. He'll be taking phone calls. And he'll be taking my emails, taking my Twitter account and all that stuff. As you know, we had to add another guy because we're so busy on here. I mean, the phone calls are just... like last week, there was like 500 calls here. There was more phone calls than I ever had. Couldn't get them all. So Floyd will be in that department of screening my calls and... answering some questions and whatever questions you have for him. He's like a, he'll be my, in other words, he's my producer of the show. I need one because we're so busy. But things I want to get to today are Steeler draft, Pirates, and the Penguins going 2-0 on the Capitals, which is amazing. Never thought it would happen. But it happened. That's my dog in the back. He's barking. Floyd, get him. Settle down. Lizzie? Okay, Floyd. All right. Okay. All right. Now, what we want to get into, I know everybody's chomping at the bit to get to the Steeler draft. But give me a grade on it, see what you think, and we'll go from there. I have a call here. Let me get to the phone call. Let me punch it up, Floyd. Okay, let's get to this phone call. Hello, you're on God's Talk.
Hey, how's it going? This is Dustin from Davenport. I waited as long as I could to take my lunch break, so I am able to call in just to the show. I watched the Penguins. Like you said, I can't believe they're up 2-0 in the NFL draft. I didn't get to catch much, but I feel like everyone's happy with TJ Watt. So what's your thoughts? Did you like the draft?
Well, yeah. Here... Some moron even said the other day that on the phone, on the radio, that he thought TJ Watt or DJ, whatever his name is a bad pick. And he was riding on his brother's coattails, and he thought his brother was overrated. His brother was only Defensive Player of the Year 3 times. So how could he be overrated?
Yeah, and plus, it's his own path, so clearly clearly he had enough recognition and did enough for the Steelers to take him round one. A team that I thought was funny was the Bears because they gave up literally 3 picks just to move up 1 spot for a quarterback that's only played for a senior season. So I think that
right.
Has reached. But like if the
right.
Steelers gave up 3 picks to get TJ Watt, then I'd say, what's wrong with you? But I feel like where they pick, like you said, when you pick at the end, you got to find some hidden gems, and I feel like they might have found them.
Well, I think Jay Waddle, he's a hard worker. He looks, he looks pretty good on film to me. I've seen him play. He looks like he got a high motor, and he's high energy and hard worker, and plus his characters. I think the Steelers draft there was a lot about character.
Yeah.
They did draft character, I can tell you that, because they have nobody nobody that's a thug or a rapist or a whatever.
The Bengals got that running from the Bengals took the running back Mixon. I feel like everyone saw that one coming. The Bengals,
yeah,
he will fit right.
Yeah,
he will fit right in.
Right.
But
yeah, he punched
like
some girl in the mouth, and they said,
yeah,
"Wow, we'll take that guy." You know.
Yeah, you know, that was probably all the highlight they needed. They said, what a punch, you know. We need him. That's true. They didn't watch the football highlight. They just watched
right.
the punch.
Right.
If a fight breaks out, we'll be set, you know. That's what they want,
yeah.
You know. Him and Burfitt together.
Right,
yeah, they're
right.
Set.
Hey, Dust, can you call back? I got a phone call here from Merv, and he can only talk for about 10 minutes. Or can you call back in a little bit? Are you
my
on
lunch
break?
My lunch break is ending, but it was awesome to be a part of the show. I didn't think I was going to be able to. And so, Merv, I said hello. I'll let you go.
Okay. Privilege talking to you, buddy. Call back not next week. All right, there goes Dustin from Davenport. We got Merv here. Merv on. Merv.
Hey.
From Florida.
What's up?
Bradenton.
Hello.
The heart of Bradenton. Merv.
Hello.
Hello.
God's talk. God.
You're on.
Hey, buddy.
Far away. Far away.
Can you hear me, brother?
I got you. I hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right. So what's up, man?
Oh, what do you got, brother?
Well, I just a little bit about steel and draft. Excited about it. I think it was a good one. I like some
good,
of the free agent picks, too. I like the kid from Pitt, the tight end.
I like him.
I think that's a good idea.
Scott Orndorff.
I'm on the Steelers site right here. I have to agree with Justin with what he said about Cincinnati with Mixon. Is that his name, Mixon?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that guy can hit.
He punches pretty good.
Yeah, he does. He can really hit. I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Got to match him up in the the WWF or whatever the hell they are. You know, he can fight all those women.
Oh, yeah, he's good. There's no doubt about that.
He's good, yeah, especially when she's not ready for.
I know. Yeah, they signed a couple other free agents. They signed another quarterback. He was back up behind Deshaun Watson at Clemson, Schuster or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what.
Yeah, I saw
whatever.
That. I was on
playing
list.
Arm.
Yeah, all there. Well, I understand what they do is they get down to the courthouse and find out all the college players with felonies, and then they print it out from there. Is that true?
Who? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, yeah. They have to have a felony. You're not even considered eligible.
Well, they go through the police records, and if you got one, you're on, you know?
That's right. The most exciting guy there was Pac-Man Jones. Now he's thinking, I got a roommate. I could cut my expenses in half.
Exactly. They'll make him assistant the captain to Pac-Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
He'll fit right in. He'll fit right in.
He certainly will. The all thug squad.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. You got to love it, though. What do you think of the second-round pick of the Steelers, that Juju Schuster-Smith, or Smith-Schuster, or whatever his name is?
Yeah, I got on the horn there and looked at that one video you saw, that kid from Utah State. I was looking through the free agent drafts. He's not on there either. I think he's dead.
He may be on his way to the moon. That's how hard he was hit.
You're not kidding. They're still
I'll
looking
tell you
for
what.
He reminds me of a guy named Pohmeyer was lost in the mud. I think that's what happened to him.
I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of hard hits, but that guy, that was a block and a half, I'll tell you.
That was a
that guy was rattled.
Too. Here we come.
Yep, yep. Well, I didn't like the long snapper. I thought that was a waste.
I don't understand that for the life of me. I mean, you can hold a tryout for long snappers and get 200 people show up for it. I don't know why you would waste any draft choice on that.
Their thinking is, I heard that he can actually run down and make tackles where the other guy can't. So they'll have an extra guy running down on special teams instead of 10 running down, he'll have 11.
Yes. instead of punting the ball 45 and getting a 10-yard net gain out of it, huh?
Well, they say he can actually run down and make tackles, which the other guy can't do.
He's been in the league how many years? What's his name, Warren?
13. 13.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, so that's why they were attracted to this guy, because he could do both. And they have 11 guys instead of one guy standing there, you know, after the snap.
Yeah. I thought Dustin was coming back to PA.
Oh, he's gone. He's homing back. Can you hear him on the radio?
Well, I heard him, yeah. He said he had to use his lunch break. I'm thinking to myself, the hell, Dave's got him on a ration up there or something?
He's been here and he's gone. He's back to Davenport already.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's up?
He was on his lunch break.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we're... I told you I got a new producer, Floyd, here.
I heard him.
Floyd, you got talk to Murph? He don't want to talk to you. He said he's busy.
Well, he's in there wrestling the dog. That's what Lizzie was barking at, wasn't she?
Yeah, Floyd had to get her settled down. You know what? I got this guy. I'm so busy with phone calls. I need somebody to bank the call. I need somebody to screen him.
I realize that. Geez, I had to send a secret coded message to get on the show.
Well, you won't have to do that anymore. Hey, Floyd, you know Merv now, right? Yeah, he's shaking his head, yeah.
Well,
you got the number, right?
I mean, yep.
Yeah.
I was afraid Dustin would be on a roll. I'd never get in.
Well, I told him you were here, and I heard that you had somewhere to go, and you wanted in, and we got you in. We squeezed you in about 40, 50 calls.
I know it. I do appreciate it. Trust me, I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, the Pirates did all right down here in Florida, down over at the Marlins. They didn't do too bad. Did they win the other night? I turned it off when they went behind 4-3.
No, they lost about 12-2 or something, 12-3, something like that.
Well, they did, okay. Because they, you know, the two games before that, they killed them.
You know what the amazing part is? They put this John Jaso in right field. He can't catch a ball. He reminds me of Mickey Goley out there in right, okay?
he's an old Tampa Bay Ray.
He can't catch a fly ball to save his life. He drops a ball, okay, right in his mitt. Let's two runs score. It starts a rally. And the other guy that they had in there was doing a great job. He's a rookie. He was hitting the ball, too. Jason's batting 183, and this kid was batting 3-something. Hurdle don't play him. He puts Jason in the eye. I don't understand it. I don't get it either.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't know if he got something on Hurdle or – I don't know.
Probably does. He probably does. Yeah. How about the Penguins, brother? Shit, I thought they were going to. I agree with you on your last show. I didn't think they were going to get by the Caps. They're making the Caps look silly.
I'm telling you what, I was wrong about. I'm wrong about almost everything, okay? I have to eat my words about the Penguins. I thought they'd get blown out of their Capitals.
Yeah, they
I really
were,
did.
They won the other night, what, 6-2 or something?
Yep.
So now they're back
in
Pittsburgh
thought...
for what? They're back Pittsburgh.
No, they're playing tonight. Two games.
They're in Pittsburgh, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they play, what, 2-2, 1-1-1, is that the way it goes?
Yeah, that's how it is. I heard you had some important business. You're on your way out for a meeting?
I have to go out to I'm going out to dinner this evening.
Oh, with the head coach of Florida?
No, one of our neighbors.
Or Saban, Nick
Saban. Yeah, Frank's upset I had to give him his chili dog early.
Well, I know how upset he gets about eating early, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, I just talked to my wife. She's out in Ocean City, New Jersey, her and my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they took a ride
for her
today. I think they're going to take a ride over to, I think, look at her old stomping grounds in Pleasantville.
Oh, she's going to put her whole cheerleading uniform on.
Oh, absolutely she is. She's wearing it now, I think.
Tell her to take a picture and send it to us.
I will do that. I'll do
I'd
that.
Love to see it.
That's right. Well, I got to
Mark, you got anything else?
Cut off Dustin. I'm very excited about the Steeler draft, and I love that guy Connor. I think he's going to be fantastic. I think that he's going to get stronger next year and a year after. He's going to be a great compliment to Bell. I'm very, very, very excited about your draft.
Wow, that's pretty optimistic from you. You're usually firing a coach.
Not really, but I like their draft. I really do. I think they satisfied their needs. I just hope that one of the two of these quarterbacks pan out for them because they need some help there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
they definitely need that. I agree with you on Connor.
Anyway,
I think he's good.
I think he's going to be good. Well, I'll tell you what. I got to get going. I'm going to give a call to those feds again. I haven't got anything in the mail.
Hold on. What'd you say, Floyd? Oh, Floyd told me to tell you to stay out of the goddamn sun, Donner.
Oh, I am. I'm out of the sun, but I'm still waiting on a certain package from Columbus area, and I haven't got it.
Well, like I said, I'm still waiting too, but stop laughing, Floyd. Floyd's laughing too because we're waiting for that package.
I heard Floyd over there. Well, you tell Wilcox that it's, you know, my patience is wearing thin.
Well, yeah. He has something going on with the Captain Willie's marketing now. They're getting some kind of trade. Where they do that trademark or trade, I don't know what the hell.
Trademark, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I heard
so
that a
good.
Year ago.
Yeah. He finally got enough money to do it.
What?
He needs
it's
funding, but no one gave him a nickel.
Yeah, right.
I said it's pretty hard to get funding when you're on a run all the time.
Floyd.
You know?
I hear Floyd laughing in the background over there.
Oh, yeah. Laughing like hell. I don't think that's funny.
You tell Will Dog.
Tell
Will Dog I'm running out of patience.
I will do that. I will do that.
All right, brother. Have a good show.
All right. There you go, Murph from Florida. All right, buddy. Yeah, that's Murph from Florida. He's off. Yeah, we got something to talk about with the draft here with the Steelers. And give me a call if you got an opinion. What's that, Floyd? Yeah, I know. Floyd said he got some important information. I don't know. He always said. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. Just hold on. 516-666-9990 if you want to. Best show in Pittsburgh. Best show. This is the best show ever. Why are we the best show? We tell it like it is. And we got the greatest callers. The only problem is we got so many that I can't get them all in a half hour. So we may expand to another day, like a Thursday at 5:30. So if you're not doing anything, give me a buzz. I'll try to stick you in. Floyd said he'd try to get you in. So let's do it. Let's get back to the draft. Now, I think, the Steelers drafted for high character guys, which is a breath of fresh air. I'm sick of hearing about guys stabbing somebody or punching a nurse in the face or drunken driving or domestic abuse or pulling a gun on somebody or robbing a 7-Eleven or I'm sick of it. These guys they drafted are high-quality dudes, I'm telling you. They're captains of their team, Connor, Sutton, Watt. Come on. All you stiffs out there, the bad mouthy. Oh, I heard one guy say, they didn't draft to beat the Patriots. Well, neither did 31 other teams. Because according to this guy, you have to have your whole defense, corners and safeties that can cover everybody. And nobody drafts like that. First, you got to win your division. You can't get drafted cornerbacks. Okay, we'll take this guy in this round. Okay, all the good ones are gone, so we're going to take another. In the second round, we'll take him. He ain't worth a sugar, but we're going to take him because, no, it don't work like that. No. And then another pundit was saying today that he was saying, well, why didn't they, you know, their windows now? Well, here's the dealio. I know Brian is a question mark. Martavis. If this guy comes back and does everything right, which is an if, you got a first round pick. You got two first round picks. You add him to the offense, you got yourself a dynamic offense. And I'm not even talking about Ladarius Green if he comes back. That's a big question mark too. So you got these two guys coming back. That's an if. I know. But if you do, who's going to stop you? With Darius Green, Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown, and I get this kid Schuster, and I got this. Hey, last year, for your information, people, Ben had Antonio Brown as a wideout, okay? Bell got hurt. Why not? After the fourth or fifth play, okay? Kobe Hamilton was the other wide receiver in A.B. Brown. Darius Hayward Bay. And the tight end was Jesse James. So, if you get a little offense, you keep the ball away from Brady, I still say that's how you beat Brady. You control the football. And they didn't have another guy with running back because D'Angelo Williams got hurt again. So with Connor, you have another guy that can step in for Bell if he goes down. I'm not saying he can carry the load for the whole year, but you got that. You got a few running backs there that can step in. Niles Davis, I don't know how good he'll be, but I think Connor will be. What you think good about Connor, he can catch a ball coming out of the backfield. And he can play special teams, too. And the guy actually can play defensive end. I've seen him play. He's good. He got a nice, couple nice moves. And he's 233 pounds. He's no D'Angelo Will. He's a bus bull, okay? So, Steelers were limited last year in offense. They only had A.B. Brown and a backup, D'Angelo Williams, on offense. Take Brown away, what do you have? Nothing. Kobe Hamilton drops a ball in the end zone, okay? So now you got a few more weapons. You got a lot of weapons here. You got actually five or six receivers. Good ones. Good ones. So, and you got a nice pass rusher, which I think is J.J. Watt will be. J.T. Watt or T.J., whatever his name is. Watt. Everybody says he's living off his brother's laurels. I don't think he is at all. I'd watch them on game film here. You don't think the Steelers watch game film? You guys are Wendy's and McDonald's and work there and sell insurance. All you guys think you know more than these guys that actually know more than you. So don't go and say, oh, well, I thought they should have drafted him because I seen him on TV and everything. Some of these guys got medical issues you don't know about. Some of these guys got prison or not prison, they got records you don't know about. They do. They actually, that's their, now you're not going to hit on everybody. Nobody hits on everybody. Even the great Patriots don't hit on everybody. Example, Aaron Hernandez, okay? Everybody does not hit on everybody in the draft. If you hit on one or two guys, you're lucky. That 74 draft for the Steelers was just unbelievable. Four Hall of Fame guys, man. You're not going to get that ever. Ever. I shouldn't say ever. It hasn't happened yet since. So, do I think the sixth-round pick was bad? Well, according to them, he can go down and make a tackle. With 36-year-old Warren can't. So now you got all 11 guys running down on the field. I know everybody goes, oh, they could have drafted this. They could have drafted the inside. He could have been. Well, I shouldn't say never, but how many times can a sixth-round pick, you're going to draft somebody who's going to beat the Patriots in the sixth round if you're so worried about who you're going to draft that's going to beat the Patriots? Tell me. And 31 other teams will be drafting them too. So all you hamburger flippers and french fry eaters and insurance salesmen and what's that, Floyd? Yeah, I know. Floyd, he's just laughing over there. He just can't believe it. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He said Bob Belichick also a few years ago drafted a long snapper. Yeah. What was that, 3 years ago, Floyd? Yeah. 3 or 4 years ago. Nobody said a word about it. You know why? Because Belichick was a genius move. He outsmarted everybody. He drafted a long snapper. Oh, that's Belichick. It must be right. It got to be right. But let me get back to the french fry flippers and the hamburger eaters, okay? You guys don't know anything about all these guys they drafted. All you've seen them on TV maybe or whatever. I know Jabril Peppers and, Cleveland had 3 first-round picks. When you draft number 1, maybe you can get a great draft pick. You should be able to. You've been drafted number one for the last 5 years, or top 10 or top five. Steelers have been drafting 25 and done. They drafted 30th. And I think they got a nice pick there with what? Do I think he's going to be the next James Harrison? I don't know. I'm hoping. All I know, the guy's willing to work, and he's strong as he can blow, and he's got a high motor, and he's willing to learn. So what else do you want? And he's clean. So I'll put my money on that guy instead of a Joe Mixon out of Oklahoma that punched that girl in the face at a restaurant. Or a few of these other cats that punched the nurse or at the combine. Or held a 7-Eleven up with a gun. I'll put my money on this J.J. Watt instead of them. I'd rather have him on the team. These guys are captains of the team. These guys are leaders. They're leaders. They're not stiffs. They're leaders. Sutton's a leader. Watt's a leader. Juju Smith's only, he just turned 20. He just turned 20 years old. He won't be 21 till next November. He's a young dude, and this guy's tough. I seen him throw a block like you wouldn't believe. They say he's like a Hines Ward. And guess what? He can catch. He can catch in traffic. He can fight for the ball. He goes up for it. He wants it. He's like an Anquan Boldin. They compare him. I know there's a lot of comparisons. Everybody, this guy's like him. But I seen a couple clips on him. I'll tell you what, he beat Penn State like a mule. Yeah, guy's no slouch. Everybody says they should have took another corner in the second round. Well, maybe, you know, they have a board there. Steelers know what they're doing. They have a board. They see who's available and who's not. And they, you know, if they thought this guy was not going to be there in the third round, and apparently a lot of other guys didn't either. This Smith, Juju. Yeah. In the third round, they said that Sutton or whatever, they couldn't believe he was there. And the comp pick was Connor. Everybody said, well, that, you know, that's a sentimental draft. No. Uh-uh. You don't draft sentimentally. Nope. You draft for want and need and potential and, yeah. They didn't draft him because they felt sorry for him. He can play, and he's only going to get stronger. You give this tank third and one, I'd rather have him third and one and D'Angelo Williams third and one. Nothing wrong with D'Angelo, but he's getting a little up there. And that's why he's not. I'll tell you what, it was a great show today. I got about a minute and a half, minute and 30 seconds left. It was a great show. Might have to do, what's that, Floyd? Yeah, I know. We couldn't get everybody in. I know. We'll try again, though, next week. Or we may go Thursday because we got so many people. What do you think? Yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah, you know, they got Thursday, maybe, huh?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Floyd wants to go Thursday. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I can pay you, Floyd. He's laughing over there. I can only get by so many milkshakes and Permane sandwiches, okay? Yeah, he's laughing. He's eating the Permane's right now with goddamn coleslaw all over the desk over there. Clean that up when you're gone, buddy, because I don't want it all over the place. Yeah, I hear you. And quit talking with Permane sandwich in your mouth. It don't look good. Well, Nick, nice, great show. We got to hear from Dustin from Davenport, and we got Murr from Bradenton. And sorry we couldn't get everybody on, but we're going to do that. We're going to try that again, so. It was great being on God's Talk with you, and we'll catch you next week. Bye now.